Marty and a Voyage Thither, Volume 2 of 2, by Herman Melville, narrated by Brian Godwin. Chapter 1, Marama. We were now voyaging straight for Marama, where lived and reigned in mystery the high pontiff of the adjoining isles, prince, priest, and god, in his own proper person, great lord paramount over many kings in Marty, his hands full of scepters and crosshairs. Soon, rounding a lofty and insulated shore, the great central peak of the island came in sight, domineering over the neighboring hills, the same aspiring pinnacle descried in drawing near the archipelago and the Camois. "Tall peak of Ofo," cried Babbalanja, "how comes it that thy shadow so broods over Marty, flinging new shades upon spots already shaded by the hillsides, shade upon shade?" "Yes, so it is," said Yumi sadly, "that where the shadows fall, gay flowers refuse to spring, and men long dwelling therein become shady of face and of soul." "Hast thou come out from the shadows of Ofo?" inquires the stranger, of one with a clouded brow. "It was by this same peak," said Moe, "that the nimble god Ru, a great sinner above, came down from the skies a very long time ago. Three skips and a jump, and he landed on the plain. But alas, poor Ru, though easy the descent, there was no climbing back." "No wonder, then," said Babbalanja, "that the peak is inaccessible to men, though with a strange infatuation many still make pilgrimages thereto, and wearily climb and climb till slipping from the rocks they fall."